Peter Angrove is in studio with us. Peter is the driving force behind a West Island holiday tradition, Bands for Baskets, now in its 18th year. And as the name suggests, bands get together, they play music, and money is raised to fill food baskets for the holiday season. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Ted. Nice to be with you.
Thank you for coming in this morning, and congratulations on such a long run on Bands for Baskets, 18 years now, and you were saying off the air before we started, you had no idea it would last that long, and look what you've gotten yourself into now.
Yeah, I'll be celebrating my 70th birthday this year, and so I don't know how much longer it's going to go on, but I'm sure that a replacement will be found.
Oh, you don't need a replacement, Peter. You're doing just fine. That thing wouldn't happen without you.
Well, I don't know. I hope so, but we'll see.
How did the idea get started?
Well, back in 2006, one of my friends, Ross, was setting up his band at Calistoga's. And I've been fortunate through my life to meet a lot of musicians across the city of Montreal and a lot of Canada. And I kind of thought, how can I pay it back? So with my friends like yourself in radio, my friends in the music, I said, maybe putting all that together and making this Bands for Baskets would be able to pay it back to the general public. And so much like St. Nick, I took my riches, which my musical friends, my radio friends, put them all together. And for 18 years, we've been putting money into the coffers of the food banks through the West Island, Hudson, Roxborough, and just in general, helping people out.
How much have you raised over the years, Peter?
$5,000 a year average, except for COVID, where we put together $2,000. A lot of that in my own pocket, but we put together $2,000 that year. And so $5,000 a year, you know, it's getting close to $100,000.
That's fantastic. Were you still able to have the event during the COVID years?
No, no. We did Zoom with some kids across all across Canada, Santa.
Okay.
And that was the extent of our thing that year, but it was only 1 year we didn't have.
Okay, so when did you get back into the clubs playing the music live?
The year after, which would be 2020.
Okay.
We had our first show at Biggs in Hudson.
Right.
And then now we're at McAllen's in Dorval, and it starts at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
That's this Sunday.
This Sunday.
It's coming up. It's right around the corner.
Real quick, yes.
Sunday,
indeed.
December 3rd. All right, what do you got lined up for McAllen's on Hymas?
Well, we start off with my good friend Ross and Paul at 3 p.m. Then we have a band called Front Row Center. Steve Rowe will join us at 5 o'clock. 6 p.m., the Black Cadillacs are getting back together for this particular occasion. They have disbanded, but they're getting back together for it.
Nice.
And then and that begins the dance music. And then we have DNR, which is an 8-piece band, of which 7 of them sing. It's just an incredible, incredible force. And they do all the tough songs that nobody else will do.
Uh-huh. Like what?
Oh.
Like what's the genre?
ABBA.
Yeah.
Dancing Queen.
Okay.
All kinds of stuff like
so
that.
So pop music genre?
Pop dance music, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
And then we have a band coming in from the Eastern Townships called Sticky Fingers. And they are Rolling Stones takeoff. Something to be seen. All very professional musicians.
Mm-hmm.
And then at 9 p.m., Dwayne Dixon hits our stage. And then Roxfield Point have gotten back together.
I've seen them. They're terrific.
They are really amazing. Their singer is quite a set of pipes on her.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then over the course of the evening, we have a couple of giveaways. We have an acoustic guitar that will be signed by everyone performing and then laminated. We have 2 tickets for the Anaheim Ducks on February 13th and 4 tickets in a row to see the Buffalo Sabres against Montreal.
Wow.
So, and good seats. They're in section 407 for the 4 tickets. The 2 tickets are in the first row of 309.
So give us the logistics one more time. When and where and how do folks get involved?
Sunday at 3 at McAllen's on Hymas, where the License Bureau is, kind of pinpoints it pretty good.
Same building?
Same building, okay. Exactly the same building, yeah. used to be a club called Bed, and then there was something else. And Larry Day used to own the place.
That's right, The Firm.
The Firm, that's right. That was one of them, And so we start there on Sunday at 3 o'clock. The first band hits the stage, and we go right through. We're done by 11 o'clock.
Okay, and there's a cover charge, and that's how you're raising the money?
Well, it's not a cover charge. We ask for a donation of
$20. Right. Are you inviting people to bring non-perishable food items as well, or are you just doing...
As well, yes. Yeah? It's not in lieu of. We'll accept them also.
But you would like cash donations.
Cash donations.
So you can give the food.
The food banks.
They, who are the food banks specifically who will benefit this year, Peter?
They would be the West Island Mission, the Hudson Food Bank, and we've added On Rock this year.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so we're pretty much covering the West Island with all of the food banks that, that are out there. So it's been a good row, and I hope they get a lot of people out. If people wanted to donate, there is bansterbaskets.com, and there's an email on there to which you can send your request, and I'll tell you how to get to the different donation zones for where you are.
Well done, sir, as always.
Thank you, Ted. Lovely seeing you.
Peter Angrove, Bands for Baskets, this Sunday kicks off at 3 o'clock at McAllen's Pub on Hymas at Sources.